But then it's also been continued perpetuated by police in as late as the 1960s. And I'm sure that, you know, if we do enough research, click, clack, clack, Google, we can find images of black people being violently attacked by dogs, by canine units. So I can understand that, you know, as a kid, that trauma is passed on from parent to child without even necessarily knowing, this is where this come from.
Yeah, and I think, like, in a past life, I was a slave because I did an exercise with Mary Sloan, and may she rest in peace. And, I had to tune into, like, my ancestral heritage and whatnot, and it's like, you know, I saw myself, like, on the plantation, and, you know, I was, like, looking up. I was kind of, like, taking a break for a second, you know, like, wiping the sweat off my eye kind of thing. Wow. And I was just looking around, and, you know, I saw the overseer, like, on the horse approaching my way. And I looked on the other side, and all I see is just, like, my brothers and sisters just slaving away. And, you know, like, I didn't really stay too long in that moment because I felt like, you know, the punishment was coming.
Yeah, it was dangerous. Like,
yeah, you know, but I did have that feeling, and I'm pretty sure, like, you know, I was someone who ran away or something like that, you know,
definitely
ran away. But just as you say, like, that trauma, that's why I just said, like, you know, like, I know I don't hate this animal, or I don't, you know, I love animals, but I don't fully understand them, and maybe it's that trauma that blocks the understanding of the dog, you know, man's best friend, as they call it, right?
Right. Yeah.
I decided to get that.
I always had, like, a fear of snakes, and it was an irrational fear of snakes, and for a long time, my thing was, in order to get over this fear, I need to confront it. I cannot keep running away from it, because if I run away from it, it's not going to serve me any purpose. I'm just going to continue being fearful. And the last time I confronted it, I was holding at least 8 to 9 feet long python on my shoulders, and this thing was heavy. And I kept on asking the guy, did you feed this thing? And he's like, yes, he's been fed, he's had X amount of rabbits and this amount of rats. And I was like, so he's not hungry, right? He's like, no, he's not hungry, here's the picture. And, you know, the date was on the picture, and he showed me, like, when he put the rabbit in the thing, and that he, and I was like, okay. And I didn't fully get over it, because it's like, it's, the fear was still there, but having it on my shoulders and then feeling that it's not how it's described in the movies, it's not slimy, it's not cold, it's warm, which was surprising because it's a quote-unquote cold-blooded animal. It's very warm, it's very weighty. And I'm just like, okay, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm not as scared as I was before. And for me, it's always a point of, I want to get to a point where I'm not afraid of this thing. Because this thing can't do me nothing if me not go into its environment and mess around with it. You know, for one. And, like, I can't just be sitting around being afraid of snakes. It doesn't make any sense. You know? We're not in a Samuel L. Jackson movie. Snakes on a plane.
You know? Yeah. Oh, it's true. I fully understand that. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it just comes with an appreciation for life, or just wanting to have a better understanding of all living things, you know?
100%.
Yeah, and that's, like, where I'm at, you know?
And where, so you say that you've been naturally attracted to having pets and live animals. Where do you think this came from?
You know, like, I've been called an old soul, you know, I've been called an old soul. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what number incarnation this is right now, right. You know. My life path is a 9, so they say this could be the final one in a sense.
Okay. Just
as a 9, this could be the final one.
Okay.
But, yeah, I feel as though I don't know, man. It's hard to say exactly what it is. Maybe as I get deeper understanding of who I am, who I was, some of the ancestral force energies that are with me, maybe they might reveal certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I may have just been somebody who was just out there in a sense, just in the wild, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my like natural habitat in a sense. Just as you know, like a real Tarzan in a sense.
Right.
Not the whole ape, the ape man.
Yeah.
Depiction that they give us, but you know. Check out on YouTube. There's an actual, the real Tarzan. There's a black man.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. He just loves, he has a genuine love for all animals.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually looking on TikTok today, and I follow this Trinidadian woman, and this same guy who you're talking about, he's in this enclosure with like iguanas, yeah. And he's like, he has like what looks like a lettuce leaf thing or some other kind of leafy vegetable, and he's just like telling you about the iguanas, and there's so many iguanas, and like you see them like literally crawling all over him, and like, and he's just giving them, and the woman is Trinidadian, and you know, in Trinidad they eat iguanas, and she's so cheeky. You know, she gets a big old Dutch pot and she brings it down so it passes in front of the camera, and she's looking at the camera and just kind of giving like a eyebrow shrug, and then she gets a spoon, you know, but that to say, like, I totally understand that, you know, if you feel connected, then, and if there are people like that in our world, because we always say that we don't like animals and we don't mess with animals and stuff like that. But I'm just like, is that natural? I mean, if you think about tribes that exist today, that are the least affected by colonialism, a lot of them live in harmony with animals. Yes, they might kill animals for food and stuff like that, but it's not games. It's the survival of their village that is important, and so they have to, and there's a reverence with which they do that. And indigenous cultures, native cultures here in Canada are the same, in that it's done with respect for the animal, gratitude towards the animal for providing the food. You know, I always say, like, I'm 90% vegan, 10% pescatarian, because I still love my fish, you know. Still have to get a little bit of ackee and salt fish every once in a while. I love salmon. If I go and there's no options, you know, I can always get like a fish option. No vegan options, I didn't.
Yeah.
But I always say that if I'm invited to go to spend some time with native folks, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna give you elk or caribou or seal or beluga, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm vegan. I'll be like, yeah, okay. Because I know that this animal was killed in order to provide life for the rest of, for the people that I'm staying with. So I'm not going to insult them by saying, oh, no, I'm not going to eat your food. I will eat it. I might pay for it. Got my stomach used to the meat. But, you know, or I might not. I might have a completely different experience.
That's it. I feel as though, you know, one aspect that won't be in the meat, in a sense, is that heavy trauma, right?
The cruelty, yeah.
Trauma, the cruelty towards the animal. And, yeah, as you say, like, even me, you know, there's many times where I don't have a fish option as a, if there's no vegetarian option, no vegan option.
Yeah.
It's because, like, we're in this climate, we do sometimes have to eat seasonal, and it's completely understandable, you know?
Right.
Trying to live up to a title, to a label, you know? Sometimes it don't always make sense.
Yeah.
It don't always make sense. So, you know, eat seasonal, eat what's best for you,
mm-hmm.
you know? And when the sun is out, when we're back in our natural environment, in a sense, when we have more sunshine and things like that, you'll see you'll tend to want to eat lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you won't need such heavy proteins and things like that. You know, you will get it from other sources and you'll feel the difference. You know, it's hard in the winter. Hard. Coming around.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard in the winter, but yeah, it's hard in the winter, but eventually we'll be able to just eat the things we need and the things we want as well, you know?
Yeah.
I find that that's important to be able to eat and then enjoy what you eat.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, going back to the food, that's why I feel as though I should and, you know, I want to be the one to provide a vegan option for mm-hmm. others, especially, you know, as Caribbean folk. Yeah, so I'm working on a lot of vegan recipes, things that could be familiar, but also has that vegan twist so that we can enjoy the healthy aspect of food. Right?
Gotcha. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to Jamal Hussein, who just wears a lot of hats. But the primary hats, I would say, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, father, rapper, health and wellness practitioner, and vegan food prep caterer.
Yes.
You need to keep it locked because we're going to go to a break. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Give me what I want, so I don't bitch. Don't like what's in my cards, then I pull a switch. Yeah, my brother did me wrong, but I won't snitch. Cause if a boy want war, then I don't miss. God give me what I want, so I don't bitch. Don't like what's in my cards, then I pull a switch. Yeah, my brother did me wrong, but I won't snitch. Cause if a boy want war, then I don't miss. Nigga, I'm focused. Holy grail for my aerobics. Black on trail for magnum opus. Filled with vision like I ate lotus. After my profits, cause I gave notice. The king is back, and now you know this. I'm POTUS. Uniting slaves from across the globe, which means I own ships. So watch how you float in ocean. And T minus, you'll understand debris and lotion. A cancer, cause lying do fail till my emotion. Your focus, I can smell from your approaching. Quite like snails when you're encroaching. Rid my shell, and then you poach me. Done been through hell, and now it's coldish. I ring the bell, devils get homesick. God, give me what I want, so I don't bitch. Don't like what's in my cards, then I pull a switch. Yeah, my brother did me wrong, but I won't snitch. Cause if a boy want war, then I don't miss. God give me what I want, so I don't bitch. Don't like what's in my cards, then I pull a switch. Yeah, my brother did me wrong, but I won't snitch. Cause if a boy want war, then I don't miss. Call me Sir Lucas. Remove veils and make them lucid. Script these spells like I am Cupid. Weigh the scales, no par with Judas. Protect my debt like I'm Anubis. Feed my unit until they toothless. The truth is, I grew up because I screwed this. Life's a bitch because you're ruthless. Not like white privilege is why I do drip. Not that bright as a kid, hence for the clueless. To amaze me, your demeanor's been taken, forced to treat you so royally, make me smile on the daily, show you why you my beauty, side sign me up, it's my duty. Let me groove it, let me groove it, let me groove it. This ain't pop, girl, let me move it, let me move it, let me move it. Girl, I'm ready for battle. Let me know if you can handle tactical when I tag you. Tender love in this animal. Take my hand, be my empress. Girl, you're my only interest. Seeing you walk in that sundress. Girl, you don't give my head rest. Don't study who gets jealous. Let them talk, I get careless. Lock your heart to protect it. I'm standing by the entrance. Let me groove it, let me groove it, let me groove it. This ain't pop, girl, let me move it, let me move it, let me move it. Girl, I'm ready for battle. Let me know if you can handle tactical when I tag you. Tender love in this animal. Take my hand, be my baby. I've been watching you crazy. You know how to amaze me. Your demeanor screams hate me. Forced to treat you so royally. Make you smile on the daily. Show you why you're my beauty. Sign me up, it's my duty.
Oh, it's my duty.
Let me groove it, let me groove it, let me groove it. This ain't pop, girl, let me move it, let me move it.
Yes, 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 we are back. It is the final time for this evening. So, if you just tuned in, you're going to have to listen to the archive on www.ckut.ca/archive. At 8:31, the archive goes up. We are with Jamal Hussein, who is a wearer of many hats, but we've been talking a lot about the fact that he's a father, a black father in the community. He is a rapper, writes his own lyrics, creates his own beats, created his own in-home studio. He's recently become more taking steps towards more natural healing and health and wellness. So he's a massotherapist as well as a vegan food prep caterer. But you can also get a fish option if you need it. Because, you know, us Caribbean people, we love with salt fish and with this fish and with that fish. Jamal, it has been such a pleasure talking to you this evening. I hate that it always has to end. I feel like I need to find a way to expand this show to 2 and 3 hours, because whenever I have on a guest, it's like we get into it and then it's like, oh, wait a minute, the time is slipping away. Thank you for being here, brother.
Thank you for having me. The pleasure is all mine, bro.
Right.
I appreciate it.
So before we get into letting people know how to get in touch with you, I just want to know what, if someone wants to get into any of the multitude of things that you do, what is a piece of advice that you would want them to take from you?
First and foremost, I would say is just make sure you want to do it for you, right? Because a lot of people look at the reward aspect or the finish line, right? The finish line when they're looking at a goal, as opposed to the work, the journey that it takes. So, you know, this stuff is not easy. You know, schooling can be expensive. But the point is, you just gotta want it from the heart. That's first and foremost. So, that's what I would say is most important, operating from the heart. And then from there, you know, all the resources, I feel they are available. If you need help with anything, you can always contact me, and I can point you in the right direction. And that's really the whole focus of my, you know, expensive care network that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. It's not about what I do or I don't do, because I know somebody that does something that can benefit you or others. So, you know, the goal is just to point people in the right direction where they need to get the help they need. Yeah.
Excellent. And my other question, I was going to say what, but I rather ask, do you want to build a foundation for your child or your children? And if you do, what does that look like?
Well, definitely. I don't only have a son, you know, I have my daughter too, and okay. She'll get mad if I don't mention her. Okay. I love my daughter, love my children. It's also looking at building things for her. And even with that, like, I've always had my nieces and nephews in mind because I was an uncle before I was a father, mm-hmm. and I was a brother before I was an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So the foundation, everything I'm building is for my siblings and their children and children's children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, I could call everything Jamal or Hussein this or whatever it is, but I chose the name Expensive because I'm giving back to that root in a sense. Yeah, it might not be my original name,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it is also the name that, you know, my step-grandfather, in a sense, my dad's stepfather, who taught him everything that he knew, that he knows about the kitchen. It comes from there, you know, Mitch. It comes from Mitch. It comes from Aunt Joyce, you know, my great grandmother. It comes from Boo Boo, who passed away in 2020, you know, my great grandfather. It comes from that love that they gave us. So for me, Expensive is love, and Expensive is for my children. So whether it be in the massage therapy,
mm-hmm.
whether it be in, you know, the energy work with the tarot reading and stuff like that, whether it be the clothing line that somebody wants to pick up,
yeah.
whether it be the music that, you know, maybe my daughter might want to get into, because I see her as, you know, maybe a rapper when she's 16, you know,
right.
something like that, or whether it be, you know, the food prep that, you know, my son says he wants to be in the kitchen. So if it's the food that they want to do, they have the foundation, they have the home knowledge, the home foundation. They can get everything from me, from their mom, and, you know, we continue from there.
All right. Well, we're at the end of the show now, my brother. Let people know how to get in touch with you, and also, just in case you don't know, Expensive is not written with an E. So you have to let the people them know how the things are spelled. So how can people get in touch with you?
All right. So you can hit me up on all socials, you know, Jamal Hussein, Jamal with an H. So Jamal, JAHMALWHOSANE, Jamal Hussein. You can hit up all the Expensive socials. Well, Expensive is spelled Expensive. Expensive. So there's a .com for that. On Instagram, we have Expensive Cuisine. So that focuses on the food aspect, the juices I make, the meal preps. We have Expensive Care, so there's daily posts. You know, today's Tuesday, so there's a Flower Essence Tuesday post up there for you, something that can help you with your emotions. Tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday, so I'll be making a post just promoting wellness. And you can hit up the Expensive Life. That one, you can see some custom merchandise that you're able to create for yourself or order expensive.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, brother, for coming on the air and chatting with us. It's been a pleasure to have you. And, you know, when you're doing more things, you always hit me up when you're ready for another interview. I'd love to have you back to see the evolution of your work.
Appreciate you, brother, and it's been good. It's, you know, it's great to be back, man. It's been about a decade, I believe, man, since I was last on the show and I'm starting out all of these things, and
yeah,
I didn't know I would reach this point, honestly, you know. I didn't know I'd reach this point, but
you've come full circle.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Bless. Thank you so much once again, brother. And we look forward to seeing what you're doing. And hopefully 10 more years don't have to pass before you'll come back on the air.
You know, I know. The whole decade thing, I apologize. But
hey, no apology necessary.
No apology necessary. I'll be back for sure, man. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that brings to a close our evening. We were speaking with Jamal Hussein. You can find him at Jamal Hussein on all social media and Expensive Cuisine. And what's the last one?
Expensive Care.
Expensive Care. So just look him up. Find Jamal Hussein either, and I'm sure you can find all the rest of the socials from there. That is it for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. You can listen to us online, www.ckut.ca. You can listen to our archives, ckut.ca/archives. And you can listen on your radio if you're in your car or, you know, you happen to be an old school person with a radio dial. You know, just dial in to 90.3 FM. You've been listening to Soul Perspectives. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. Have a good night.
This your coronation, you celebrate if you king. Malcolm with the Lupta, I'm finna make freedom ring. This grand is forever, I'm bringing the new regime. No longer set tripping, we bang for the same dreams. Boy, this your coronation, you celebrate if you king. Malcolm with the Lupta, I'm finna make freedom ring. This grand is forever, I'm bringing the new regime. No longer set tripping, we bang for the same dreams. Boy, it's my coronation, you witness birth of a king. I've been seeking knowledge, I'll spread it by any means.
That's right.
Tell them stop the violence, no killing for petty things. No longer set tripping, we bang for the same dreams. Boy, this your coronation, black man, you is a god.
Yeah.
Take down white Jesus, that nigga, he is a fraud. You've been through some battles, preparing for those who cross.
Yeah.
Investing in your settlements can't cover the lives we lost.
Can we reverse the effects of the trauma? Can we raise our babies with no drama? Use my checks to buy O's, now to measure how I've grown. Let my O's be followed by a comma. My little bro lack respect for his mama. These white girls got back, no more llama. Take your bitch off the pole, cause women were...
Yeah.
Carrots don't make you real, real.
Nah.
I just wanna know if I can build, build. Investing all my time and you gon' steal, steal. Might shoot you for the ante, who gon' squeal, squeal. Montreal so cold,
yeah.
3 out of 4 seasons. Going hard on the road, doing shit for no reason. Never hang with them boys,
nah.
Out here committing treason. Turn their back on their bros, pocket fast but they bleeding. Gotta live by the code,
yeah.
God handle these demons. Coming into my role, jeans found in the semen. Pops asked, do you know?
Yeah.
That's when I stopped believing.
Why?
Took myself out the hole.
Yeah.
Belly full, but we eating.
Montreal in the matrix. Am I the one that can save?
Yeah.
It's no longer entertainment. Gotta free all of my slaves. Red pill, blue pill. They equals the same. Blue pill, red pill. This is the only escape. Montreal.
When you hear the words mental illness, what do you think?
I have friends who don't even know that I suffer from depression.
Why don't they know?
Because I'm scared they'll ostracize me if they know, and then they'll abandon me. I don't want to be alone.
You're discriminated against when you have a mental illness. With other illnesses, there's compassion.
It doesn't take much to be diagnosed mentally ill.
Due to an outburst, I was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic. And now the doctors say it's something else.
20% of people and counting have had or will have a depression.
People throw different labels around. You're this or you're that.
Everybody psychoanalyzes someone during a conversation.
You have the right to express emotions.
Anger, love, hate, sadness, confusion. It does not mean you're ill.
If you're down and out, seek help. Don't be scared. It can be very intimidating.
There are people listening and willing to help.
We have to innovate.
Get informed.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Dar ne place ce face.
Simple jocuri,
nici măcar nu vorbim. De ce să vorbim când deja ne simțim?
Jocuri, tu și cu mine, facem un rău care ne face bine.
Și nici legea firii nu poate să pună că tu și iubire.
Jocuri, nici măcar nu se țină. Și cine-i de vină, nici nu mai contează.
Jocuri,
că mintea e plină și ochii sunt goi, nici nu mai luminează.
Jocuri,
avem doza minimă, să ne jucăm imă, mai mult nu se poate.
Jocuri,
am zis că te las eu deoparte, dar mi-e clar nu se poate.
Faci tu ce face, îmi place mie.
Pe la Mexico,
traído,
fashion killer la Milano. Cum te m-a prins, cum m-a convins să-i fac cadouri, vacanțe de vis. Țoale e șarfe și harfe de mis. O fi de la vrășeală sau fundul la jeans. Ăsta-i drogul meu și cred că nu mai pot să scap. Am antecedente, mă simt super slab. Domnișoară, spune-mi ce mi-ai pus în ceai. Sau în supă, după că mă simt prea high. Ai to me, dei, dei, știi. Să mă fac să mă întorc orice-ar fi. Să-mi pierd controlul și noapte și zi. Și jur m-aș opri, dar
faci tu ce face, îmi place mie. Ai tu ceva de nu-ți rețis. Tu ești și rău, dar ești și bine. Ești drogul meu, ești drogul meu, neinterzis. Ești cel mai dulce compromis.
Droguri, 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 yo, 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 yo. Huh. Yeah.
încerc să mă las de tine de ceva timp. Că tu nu schimbi nimic, în schimb vrei numai să mă schimbi. Și mă plimb prin toate tipurile care-mi strică filmul. Eu cobor la prima, babe, coboară tu la primul. Cândva nu mă săturam de prezența ta, dar parcă nu mai e la fel și mi-o dă altcumva. Nu mai am același hai, nici când aud te iubesc. Probabil asta pățești când îl folosești prea des.
Faci tu ce faci, îmi place mie. Ai tu ceva de nu spețis. Oh, tu ești și rău, dar ești și bine. Ești
făcut farmece, sunt blestemat. Ce mă fac dacă atunci când pleci eu mă simt cel puțin ciudat?
Mi-ai oprit inima-n piept. Nu știe nimeni, ne vedem în secret. Știu că mă minți, nu e corect. Nu mi-a plăcut niciodată să te aștept. Dacă mă cunoșteai, știai. Și dacă mă iubeai, veneai. În seara aia când ți-am scris că mi-ai apărut în vis. Dacă mă cunoșteai, știai. Și dacă mă iubeai, veneai. În seara aia când ți-am scris că fără tine nu exist.
Asta nu-s fire de poveste. De ce sunt un om de noi doi? Ceva ce nu se povestește. Nu ne privește decât pe noi. Noi ne vom iubi, ne vom aminti.
Îmi vorbești de sus, de parcă mă ierți. Când eu ar trebui pe tine să te iert. Nu tu să mă cerți. Discutăm, ne aprindem calicurici. Ne certăm din simple caprici. Fata lui tata nu știe sacrificii. Pentru mine ca o mie de vici, yeah. Că dacă ne iubeam pe bune, acum nu ne ascundeam de lume. Și că un bărbat trebuie să-și asume. Și când îl faci bucăți, singur să se adune. Universul să zică ce vrea. Ți-e mai bine cu el, mie cu ea. Între noi n-a fost să fie. Poate în altă viață, cine știe.
Asta nu-s fire de poveste. E ce se întâmplă între noi doi. Ceva ce nu se povestește. Nu ne privește decât pe noi. Noi ne vom iubi, ne vom aminti.
Să n-ascult oamenii răi și vorbele învăț. Să nu mă las niciodată înfrânt, ca sufletul și inima nu se vând. Da, tată, te aud și acum. Să stau o viață drept, să fiu un om bun. Că timpul trece și în urmă rămân doar lacrimi și fum.
Să le uit niciodată. Cât inima mea o să bată. N-aș mai trăi de-o mie de ori. Amintiri. Hei, mamă, uite-mă, tată. Vreau să trăiesc încă o dată. Toți anii să-i aduc înapoi.
Pe drum, ascunse toate într-un balon de săpun. Aș vrea să iau aici și să nu-i mai las. Să-ntorc toți anii ăștia ca pe un ceas. Și câteodată așa mi-e de dor să mă strângă iar în brațele lor. Doamne, fă cumva și am tot ce vrei. Pentru o secundă tu adu-mi pe ei.
Amintiri n-am să le uit. L-aș mai trăi de-o mie de ori. Amintiri. Hei, mamă, uite-mă, tată. Vreau
lontani să ia duc înapoi.
house in house. Deci am pierdut tot când am plecat. Nici soarele nu-i pe cer și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi. Te pup, papa. Astă seară o facem la deiar. Și că până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat un pic cam slow motion. Grav și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Vreau o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-s când o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt fal. Boxele astea nu tac. Rog vecinii să mă ierte că nu știu prea bine ce fac. Băieții spre jos, iar fetele spre val. Toată lumea e cu mâinile în aer. Băi, cred că așa e normal. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Ca o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-s când o serenadă și te iau la val. Sticla de palincă m-a făcut să-ți cânt fal. La 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 la.
Good evening. The time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting, of course, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is Robert Belfour playing Breaking My Heart.
You're breaking my heart, babe. Breaking my heart, woman. Girl, you know you ain't treating me right. You're breaking my heart, woman. Woman, you're breaking my heart. Girl, you know you ain't treating me right. I wake up day and night. Girl, you know you ain't treat me right. I wake up day and night.